Malcolm Gladwell writes for The New Yorker. He's also the author of a best-selling book, The Tipping Point.
There is nothing earth-shattering about some of these ideas. They're commonsensical, but they are things we've forgotten. One of the things I'm very interested in this book is in describing what I call social power. And by social power, I just mean what you've been talking about, the kinds of ideas, arrangements, groupings, pairings that arise out of the kind of conversations we have, the chance meetings we have, the people who put us in touch with other people. And that kind of power I sort of contrast with, say, economic power or political power, which are, when we talk about power, it's what we talk about normally. We talk about the guy wearing the suit who occupies the corner office, or the man with $1 million, or the woman with, you know, all the money in the bank. I don't think at the end of the day those kinds of power are the ones that really matter. I think what matters is this kind of the kind of influence that arises out of these chance encounters and friendships, and the person who you admire is in the end much more important in your life than the person who you envy. The old idea about influence was that the person that matters was the person who lived in the big house on top of the hill, right?
Yeah, old-time power. Yeah.
When the guy in the big house on top of the hill drove a Cadillac, you decided that you wanted to drive a Cadillac. I think that idea in the present day is nonsense. I don't think that there are people that we look up to because they have more degrees or more money. I think the people we look up to are the people who we respect and trust and who are part of our world but who have a kind of special place for us. That's what makes us work and tick and do the things that we do.